You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Today is an historic moment in China-Taiwan relations, and they were celebrating in Taipei. For the first time in 60 years, a plane flying from mainland China directly to Taipei landed, carrying 600 Chinese tourists, a 90-minute flight that could have signaled a warming between the two countries that for decades has been bickering bitterly. The BBC's Caroline Gluck joins us from Taipei. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you.
There certainly was a lot of pomp and circumstance around these flights today. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement, as you said. People are, very happy that they can now fly direct between the two places. Up until now, people have had to travel via a third destination. That's normally meant Macau or Hong Kong. And that whole process can literally take the whole day when, you know, a simple direct flight would take, as you said, an hour and a half, and obviously much more costly. Now, and just on weekends, people from the two sides can travel directly to a number of cities in China and in Taiwan. So a lot of excitement about that. People are going to obviously save a lot of money. Businesses are very happy because it's easier for them to have one day commuting between the two places. And the big prize, I think, for many Taiwanese is the expectation that the trickle of Chinese tourists will soon become a flood, because later this month, China has said it will allow up to 3,000 of its citizens to visit Taiwan every day. And Chinese companies are hoping that that will provide a huge economic boost. They're predicting that for every 25 visitors, there could be one new job created in Taiwan.
Wow, one new job for every 25. Is this flight symbolic or is it truly substantive? And certainly from an economic standpoint, it sounds substantive for Taiwan.
It's substantive in some ways, although it's not daily. It's only limited to flights going in and out from Friday to Monday. Certainly the government here would like to see regular daily flights. It also doesn't include cargo flights between the two sides, and that's something that Taiwanese airlines really want to see because they do a lot of business on the cargo front. And I think for a lot of them, having expansion into China would really be a big help. They're feeling the economic pinch as globally the global economy is having all kinds of problems with oil prices. But I think it is substantive because it signals a warming of ties between the two sides ever since Taiwan's new president, Ma Ying-jeou, was elected and took office in May. He has said he wants to see better ties with China, particularly on the economic front. He wants to put sensitive political issues on the back burner and focus on very practical steps that could bring the sides more closely together and bring about more interaction as well. I think a lot of the problems have been over the years that governments are talking to each other through microphones and megaphones rather than having any exchanges, opportunities for the two sides to sit down together. So this really is part of an ongoing process of rapprochement between the two sides. But I think we're going to see a lot of similarly historic events happening in the coming months and years.
Caroline Gluck, A Turning of the Tide in Taipei. Thank you.
Thank you.
Caroline Gluck is a BBC correspondent.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.